two wonderful hymns that take me way back. I don't know about you, but I can remember singing them at Lexington Avenue Baptist Church as a young man with a white, silvery-haired W.W. Robbins speaking at the pulpit. And his hair was as white as could be, but when he preached, his face was as red as his poinsettia. He was preaching the word. What precious, precious memories. Amen? Amen. Well, take your Bibles out, if you would, and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we're going to continue our study of the body of Christ, the church. The body of Christ, the church. And sound guys, I forgot to put my mic on, so I'm going to be here at the pulpit, just so you'll know. I forget to do that sometimes. Can you imagine? Main lesson this morning is this. The Lord has arranged his church to be unified in its function by being made up of many differently gifted Christians. Now that's pretty simple, don't you think? That is pretty simple. And Paul uses, again, an anatomical illustration to teach that truth to God's people. It takes two. God has set the members, each one of us, in the body just as he has pleased. Take that thought and keep it. While visiting Christian workers in the country of Romania, Charlie Vandermeer from Children's Bible Hour went to an orphanage where people with physical and mental disabilities live together. Sounds like the church, doesn't it? Misha, y'all with me? All right, stay with me here. Misha, a young man of 24, broadcast music and Christian programs into the orphanage buildings on the complex. Although he is paralyzed below the waist, he gets around just fine. A friend of him, who has Down syndrome and cannot hear and cannot speak, carries him on his shoulders. Charlie could tell by the smile on the face of the man who carries Misha that this is his mission in life. According to a coworker, when Misha had to leave the complex for a couple of weeks, his friend didn't know what to do with himself. And isn't that a beautiful picture of the members of the body of Christ? We are made to rely on one another, each one of us a little different than the other one, each one of us in some ways like Misha, who are hurt and we part and partially equipped to do the work of the Lord. But we need the legs of all the other members and fellow believers to carry us along. That is a picture of the church of Jesus Christ, the body. You see, as Spears writes, where we all depend upon the strength we draw from one another, for we're connected by the love that comes from God, our Father. We're connected. Teamwork, when you divide it amongst the members, multiplies the outcome and minimizes the effort, and we're a team. You know, just a moment ago, I told you that church is simple, and it really is, if you think about it. And I'm going to attribute that thought to the Lord, because I was sitting in my study this morning, preparing to come out and preach, looking over my notes, and that thought just went through my head. Church is simple. It's a collection of people who were sinners when they were born, saved through the work of the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ, who are gifted in many different ways, called together by the Lord, put together by the Lord to do his work. Bottom line. And none of us can do it all individually. And God knew that. And that's why he put us each together to do the work. Now I want you to take a look at the person to your left and the person to your right. And if you don't have somebody on your left or right, then look somewhere that you see them. Now you've seen these people month in and month out for what? Years and years and years. And you've probably gotten used to seeing them, haven't you? And that's a good thing. Those are the people that God specifically had planned to put in your life as a member of Liberty Baptist Church. You didn't plan it, not by your birth. It was just a supernatural act of God. And aren't you thankful? Aren't you thankful? You know, it helps dull the prickles of some of the members, right? And it helps us to love each other even more deeply, to know that God, in His sovereignty, has put us together. And I'm very thankful for that. Well, we learned two lessons last week from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning with verse 12. We saw that, number one, the church is from the many through Christ, one. And Paul writes in verse 12, "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ." And then secondly, we saw this truth that the church is from the Holy Spirit. Verse 13, "For in one Spirit," your Bible is a capital S, right? That's the Holy Spirit. We were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit. That is, where we were born again of one Spirit, we were filled with one Spirit, we're of one Spirit, and that overcomes the differences that we have, so that we can be one in Christ Jesus. So that's what we looked at last week. The third thing we're going to look at in these verses this week is this. Point number three, the church from the one are the gifted many. Look at verses 14 through 17 with me. "For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, 'Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body,' that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, 'Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body,' that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell?" Well, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we are thankful once again that we have sung of your love for us. We know of your love for us personally. We know of your love for us as a group of people through you joining us together here as a church family. And we thank you, Lord. Now, Father, I just pray that you would open our eyes to see, give us ears to hear, and a taste for the treasure of your word, that we could become the church that you would have us to be for your glory and for our good. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Paul continues using this anatomical illustration of the human body to explain how the church is diversified. We're different parts. That is, we have different people with different gifts. We're not all an ear, we're not all an eye, we're not all a foot, we're not all the heart, we're not all a brain. We're different gifted members, but we're not divided. We're unified, we're one. Now, I'm going to ask a rhetorical question. I don't want you to raise your hand, but do you feel gifted of the Lord? I know you are. I know in some way God has gifted you of the Holy Spirit, and that gift may not be unique to you. There may be other members that have the same gift, but that gift was given to you by the Lord, and it's meant to be used here at Liberty Baptist Church. All right, so keep that question in mind. Do I feel gifted of the Lord? Some members will come to the pastor and say, "You know, God just hadn't gifted me at anything." And I just completely think that's a false statement, because that's not what the Bible teaches. We're all gifted in some way. And I'm thankful for that. We're going to have to look at those gifts here over the next Sunday or two. So the one body, that is the church, is made up of many parts, many differently gifted and functioning members. And so here's something we need to take hold of when it comes to a functioning church. A functioning church, take hold of this, is one body, one but made up of many members. We're one body. We're to be unified amongst our diversity. We're one body. Okay? We're not a whole bunch of different bodies. We're one body. One body. That's all we are. How many churches are here at Liberty Baptist Church? There's one church at Liberty. That's all there is. That's all there can be. There's one. That's it. All right? I had a pastor friend who was talking to another pastor, and this one pastor said, yeah, I'm pastoring one church, but at different locations. To which the other pastor said, well, I wish I was like that, because I'm churching at one location, many different churches. And that's a difficult place to be. And it's not supposed to be that way. You know, we can become disunified if we're not careful. But that's not the way the body is intended to be. We're one body. There's only one Liberty Baptist Church at 225 Liberty Avenue. That's it. For the body, the Bible says, does not consist of one member, but of many. So we're one body, but we're diverse in our membership. We're diverse in our membership, and that's essential. That is essential. Equally essential in the life of the church is that idea of unity. And so that's what Paul's teaching us here, that there is diversity within this unified body. We are interdependent upon one another, not independent of one another. And you know, Paul is not preaching to a perfect church. As I shared with you last week, some of the problems in the Corinthian church are still the problems we face today in our church. Paul's combating discontent among the membership of the Corinthian congregation. Did you hear that? There's jealousy within the body. There's envy. I'm not a foot. And I'm just going to take all my toys and go home, because I won't be an eye. Well, that's just not what God designed you to be. Well, I won't be a hand. Well, you're not a hand. You're a foot. So behave like a foot and be happy about it, right? Be happy about it. You know, there's godliness with what? Contentment is great gain. And that's the thing that Paul was fighting here at the Corinthian church, the discontentment, the unhappiness about what role that I play in the church. And so don't we fight the same thing today in a lot of ways, jealousy and envy and discontentment? There was disunity, as I explained last week. Some said, well, we follow Paul. Some said, we follow Apollos. Some said, we follow Peter. And then the holier than thou said, we follow Christ. That could mess up a church's unity. There was sexual sin in the church. There was dissatisfaction with how God had gifted each of the members. And so, keeping with the illustration here, God had made some to be ears. He made some to be eyes. He made some to be feet. And that's a great thing, because it's really hard to walk without feet, right? It's hard to see without eyes. You know, one of the things with COVID is you lose your taste and your smell. Have you been there yet? You know, two of my favorite senses are taste and smell, because I love to eat. And I love to smell what I'm eating and taste what I'm eating too. Some of the body, though, was discontent with the way God had put them together. Some were saying, in essence, since I'm not what I want to be, that is, I don't like the way God has done things, right? Discontentment. I'm a foot when I want to be an ear, so, you know, I just don't belong here. You know, isn't it something? I mean, you think about this. A member would leave because they're not a foot and they want to be an ear, thinking they could go to another church and be an ear. When God had made them a what? A foot. You can't change that. You can't change that. And jumping churches and jumping ships, not going to change that. Oh, you could pretend to be an ear for a while, but guess what? In the end, it ain't going to work because the foot can't hear. So discontentment was in the church. I don't like the way God's done things, so I'm going to try to do things my way. And we know what happens when we do that. We sort of mess things up and we mess others up. And then eventually we just quit. We just quit altogether. Think of the many churches who are crippled because members don't behave the way God had designed them to behave. If God made you an ear, be the happiest, most content ear you can be. And you'll be the most happy that you can be. Right? Because Brother Ron reminds me, God does all things well, doesn't he? Amen. God does all things well. He doesn't make mistakes. The body needs functioning ears. And I'm just keeping with the anatomical illustration here. That's all I'm doing. One theologian writes, each member has been uniquely gifted with a capacity to make a contribution to the work of Christ. And each member is to be making that contribution. I'm not talking about money here, although that may be your spiritual gift. I'm talking about every member can make a spiritual contribution to the life of Liberty Baptist Church. I can't tell you how many times I've visited some of our shut-ins and they want to be at church so bad, but they can't be at church because they're just not physically able. And then they'll say, well, I guess I can pray. I'm like, hallelujah, pray. Pray. Where is it that the gift of praying for the church is some kind of minor gift? Right? Pray. Pray, yes. If that's what God has gifted you to do, then do it fervently. Do it happily. Do it contentedly. Because God is at work in your life and He's using you. Can you imagine the mess the church would be if every member were an eye? We'd be messed up. We'd be messed up. We couldn't smell. We couldn't walk. We couldn't hear. We couldn't do any of those things. And I want you to think about this important implication of Paul's teaching here. When members choose not to attend, or, and I'm not talking about COVID here, but when members choose not to attend, or even if we choose to attend, but decide not to get involved or function as we're gifted to do ministry work here at church, then we cripple the church. We cripple it. You know, I've sat in my office and I've had members come to me and say, Pastor David, we need to do this. We need to do this, Pastor David. We need to get this going. And I'm like, hallelujah, I'm with you. When are you going to start? Well, now, I'm not saying that I want to do this. Ron, you ever run into that? That's my gift, Pastor. My gift is to show you what needs to be done, but you need to find somebody else who has the gift to do it. Have you ever heard that? I go from like 100 miles an hour to zero. I'm like, well, okay, I don't guess it'll be done then. And honestly, sometimes I think what they're saying is, Pastor, you need to do this. And if I need to do it, believe me, y'all know me, I'll do it. But a pastor is not meant to carry the whole load. That's why we have deacons. That's why we have Sunday school teachers. That's why we have committees, committee members. Because we're all gifted and we all need to have input into the ministry of the church. Amen? Amen. Amen. So I think, though, that sometimes people think when they come to me and they say, well, Pastor, we need to do this, we need to do that. And then they say, well, I say, okay, well, you do it. And then they say, well, I'm not going to do it. And then eventually what they end up doing is just leaving the church. And they go find a church, guess what, where they're doing what they say needs to be done here. And I'm like, you just crippled our church. You just crippled us. you crippled us. Because just maybe God put you here and planted that thought in your mind because he wanted you to do it here. Not be able to sit back at another church and have it done for you. I'm talking to every person in here. You are precious, and we need you here at Liberty Baptist Church. You're important here. If you're an eye, be the best eye you can be. If you're a foot, be the best foot you can be. If you're an eye, be the best eye that you can be. And we will be amazed, I think, just at how well this church will function and bloom and blossom, just doing what it's supposed to do. Amen. One theologian says, put your giftedness to work, joyfully cooperate with the giftedness of those around you, and let the wind of the Holy Spirit use you for his glory. One last implication of Paul's teaching here is this. Although our faith is personal, and our faith is personal, it is never meant to be private. You are meant to be a part of a body. You can't be a body by yourself. And so our faith is very personal, but it's never meant to be private. You are meant to be a part of a church where you share and you receive all at the same time. Because somebody needs you. And you need somebody. Amen? Amen. All right. Have you ever heard of the wooden rule? The wooden rule. Legendary UCLA basketball coach John Wooden had an interesting rule for his teams. His rule was whenever a player scored, he was to acknowledge the person on the team who assisted him in that scoring. And so when he was coaching high school, one of his players asked, "Coach, won't that take up too much time?" To which Coach Wooden replied, "I'm not asking you to run over and hug him or shake his hand. Just give him a nod. Just give him a nod." Sometimes nods go a long way, I'm telling you. Just give him a nod. To achieve victory on the basketball court, Coach Wooden saw the importance of teaching his players that they were a team, not just a bunch of independent operators, but each person contributed to the success of everyone else. And that's the way it is with the church. The church is just the same. We're not independent operators. We're interdependent members of one body who needs to function together as a church body to accomplish the work of the Lord. That's what we are. It's just that simple. Christ gives each member of his church his special gifts to use. He sovereignly distributes them. We do not pick and choose. Which leads me to our next point. For a healthier church family, we need to exercise our spiritual gifts. Next point. Point number four. The church from God arranged. Look at verses 18 through 20. But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them. Let that sink in for just a moment. Let that sink in. Now, the next three words. As the pastor chose. Right? No. As the deacons chose. How about the WMU? We're going to put y'all in there too. No. As who chose? As he chose. Now let's read that all again. But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, that is the church, each one of them. Not as a collective group, but how? Individually, as he chose. That's a powerful verse in the Bible. That is powerful. And I probably can't unload all the power that's in it, but take it from your pastor, that's a powerful verse right there in the Bible. One of the most powerful ones there is. Because it includes every single born-again believer. Every single one. Verse 19, if all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. You know, in creation, God created human beings. That's what the Bible tells us, Genesis chapter 1. He created human beings. And unlike our evolutionary comrades, buddies, whatever you want to call them, scientists, the body has not changed hardly at all since God created it in creation. He created Adam and Eve perfectly, right? Everything functioned. I think maybe even the appendix had something to do then, maybe. And then sin crept in and distorted the human body. So perfect was the human body when God first created it that generations of human beings lived almost 1,000 years. That's how perfectly God created the body. And then as sin crept in, and then God ultimately shortened life to 120 years, and now as sin has creeped in more and more, the span of life, if we get to 100, we're doing pretty good, I think. I'm not sure. I don't know what the average lifespan is in America, but it's pretty high up there in the world. And even as sin has creeped in, the body is still just as perfectly created as it ever been. He didn't put the brain in the toe, right? Although sometimes we act like that. Put the eyes up top, not down below, so we could have a good vision. Put the ears up here. And I'm finding more and more when I do like this, I can hear you better. What did you say? So if you see me doing that like this, it's because my ears are 57 years old and they're acting like that, okay? I wish I could say it was from all the loud music from the kids, but it ain't. That just ain't so. It's all the loud music from Alice. So anyway, the human body is pretty near perfect. Now I want you to use that analogy and as the church body. And I want you to understand that the way God has designed the body of Liberty Baptist Church as He has chosen is just as perfectly designed as the human body is designed. Sure, we have some problems with sin, don't we? Yeah, we do. And sometimes that sin can mess things up. But God has put us together. He has put us together as He has chosen. Isn't that just a huge thing to think about? Here's the implication. You're not here by mistake. Amen? You're not here by mistake. You're here by the design of God. The things that you can do at this church are not coinky dinky. They're not coincidental. They're exactly the way God's designed you to be. And God has done a good work here at Liberty Baptist Church. And I'm so thankful for that. We're not here by accident. God has done amazingly wonderful things, putting us together to maximize His glory. And you are a member here at Liberty Baptist Church by God's sovereign design, to function as He has designed you to function. Hallelujah. I almost gave you a whoop, but I'm afraid to wake some of you up. Doesn't that make you feel good? I mean, really, doesn't that put a little extra step in your get along? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. Each of us are one part of God's sovereign design for Liberty Baptist Church. But if that part becomes missing, then the grand design is left like a jigsaw puzzle with a piece missing. So here's what I want to leave you with, these thoughts, these comments. You're important. You're important. Don't look to somebody else to say it. Don't look to your pastor to say it. Look to God's word to say it, and you know it's true. My verse 18 tells me that every person here, every member here is important. You are valuable. You are necessary. We need you. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you're not here by mistake. At her birthday party celebration, the honored guest, she turned the tables by giving everyone at her party a gift. Christy gave her guests a personal note expressing what they meant to her, along with encouraging words about the person that God had made them to be and how they have made her life more rich. And enclosed with every note was one piece of a jigsaw puzzle as a reminder that each one of them was unique and an important part of God's unique design for her life. That is a wonderful illustration of each one of you. We're all pieces of God's jigsaw puzzle for Liberty Baptist Church. We're all uniquely gifted. We all uniquely fit in a certain way to fill space, to be used, to function. And if you can imagine how disappointing it is when you finish a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle and that one piece is missing. You are a piece of a picture that is not complete without you. Amen? Amen. God has set the members, each one of us, in His body just as He pleases. So we've learned four things about the church. Number one, from the many, through Christ, we're one. Secondly, we're from the Spirit. The Spirit is what creates the church. Number three, from the one are the gifted many. Each one of us have a unique gift. And then number four, the church from God arranged, just as He has pleased to arrange. That's where we're at, church family. That's where we're at. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come to You this morning knowing that Christ builds His church and makes it strong by using you and me. And if all we will do, and if we will all do our part, the world His love will see. Father, I'm thankful that You have loved us so much in Your Son, Jesus Christ, that You have made us a part of His body, that we are a part of a supernatural body. And I thank You. I thank You that You have put us together here as You have chosen to, and we praise You for that. And I just pray, Father God, that You would this year continue to bring new pieces into the puzzle here at Liberty Baptist. For some of our pieces have gone on to be with You, and they will be terribly missed. And that's all a part of Your grand design for Liberty Baptist Church. And so, Father, help us to celebrate them, to thank You for who they are and what they have been to us, and that they are with You today. And then, Lord, help us to pray that You would fill in those spaces with whom You desire to put in place there. And this is all for Your glory, for our edification, and for the saving of sinners. In Christ's name, amen.